It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. I am Rachel. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, if this is you coming back, then, you know, hello again. And how are you today, Ian?
I'm doing great, Rachel. It's been a little bit of a break with all the things that we've had going on, but tell everyone about our exciting episode for today.
Okay. I am excited about this. Okay, guys. So what we are going over today is AI in the epoxy resin industry. How exciting is that? I am pumped about this. I know Ian is. I know that once you guys hear about more about it, you're going to be really pumped too. Ian, do you want to kind of explain the basis of it a little bit?
Rachel, how crazy is this that we're talking about AI in the epoxy industry? And I think for a lot of people, they're probably out there thinking to themselves, how on earth do you mix a physical thing like resin and flower preservation and jewelry and coasters and river tables and live edge, all that stuff with AI? Isn't AI something that isn't that physical? But here's where it becomes really exciting, because there's a universe out there, and you know, we've interviewed them, Rachel, on the different episodes of Resin Mastery, where you've got people who have got massive knowledge bases of information, others who are just beginning, and we've got customers who they've like, I'm buying resin for the first time, I don't even know why, but I just want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Right. And then we've got like people who are like super experts that are, who are coming to us just because they want to work with the professional products. The exciting part about AI and this agentic technology that we're going to tell everyone about today is any question you have, regardless of your level of experience, is going to be answered with this agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, hey, I experienced that myself too. I was utilizing it, and I asked it, why is my epoxy yellowing? And it gave me every single cause that could be happening to make it yellow. And, you know, as we know, after a certain amount of time, all epoxy yellows to some extent, right? But not only did it give me that information, it also went over four different other reasons why it could be yellowing faster.
Right. So and it's all about... Wow. It's all about, do you have stabilizers in it? Did you heat it correctly? Did you mix it correctly? Did you store it correctly? How old's the epoxy? How old's the hardener? There's a million things that go in. And for someone who doesn't know, think of that the time that you would normally spend trying to find those answers, and not just trying to find them, but let's say you went on the web and went to Google and said, well, I can just find this information on Google. How do you know you can trust that information?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. That's my biggest problem with any kind of research, let alone with something that's for my business. You know, not that I have an epoxy business, but if I did, it would be hard to sift through, you know.
And that's where we've got to in the world, where you Google anything. Now you've got everyone who's paid to rank, and they've got SEO that's ranking them, which is search engine optimization. So for anyone who's got a site out there, the old way of doing things is you would have a page that had great content on it, was relevant, and you'd optimize the page. So when you typed in a search like, why is my epoxy got bubbles in it? That top result would be the page that's paid the most and is ranked the most by Google, not for its correctness. And this is the thing about it. Google can't tell whether the information's correct. It just can tell whether it's structured correctly.
Yeah.
Now, the difference with that and AI and the way we're using the AI agent at iCoat products is you can come on, and this is tapping into 30 plus years of expertise in this industry, like a knowledge base that Google alone can't give you, because this is secrets from the deep when it comes to like how to do things. And it's so exciting. And even for me, like I've been involved in this for over 10 years now. And I think I know a fair bit about it because Tim's taught me a lot. But I'll still go in there and ask a question and I'll be like, really? And that's the crazy thing. So, Rachel, tell us some of the other questions that you asked the AI agent and some of the responses you got.
So one of the questions that I had were about bubbles, because I know that that's like a huge, big problem for just the industry in general. It's hard to make anything epoxy without having some kind of bubbles in it. And if you're not, then keep doing what you're doing. But I know I've heard most people complain about that. So I asked that question and it gave me about, I would say, four different reasons why, or three different reasons why, and then four ways to, you know, counteract that. And so it was like, you know, take the torch, sweep it across. The most interesting thing that I brought up that I did not even think about is sealing your wood before, you know, laying any epoxy over it because of the off-gassing of oxygen in, because it's a porous thing, you know, so it's going to off-gas that oxygen into the epoxy from underneath. And I was like, huh, I never even thought about that. I never would have sealed my wood. You know, I would have just.
Well, you think the epoxy was the sealer, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But it makes sense that you wanted to do that.
What you said is brilliant, because there's one thing to know why it's doing it, right? Mm-hmm. The great thing about AI technology, it automatically gives you the way to make it not happen. The solution, right? So you go on Google, say, why is my epoxy bubbling? It'll give you why.
Yeah.
I don't want it to bubble, so tell me how I... And then you'll get another 5,000 responses, right? It's like, but you have to sift them. You have to do the work. This AI agent does the work for you. Now, the exciting part, Rachel, as well, is we're first to market with this. There's no one else in the epoxy industry who has an AI agent that's currently working for us. So if anyone of you guys out there know Tim, you know he is a brain trust of information. And so imagine this being basically Tim times 10 million or infinity, because you can have as many connections as we want to it. There can be thousands of people on this at the same time, and there probably will, because at the moment it's mainly a huge knowledge base of information. But what that will soon be, and here's where it's getting really exciting, Rachel, is eventually you'll be able to say to it, hey, I'm doing a wedding in a couple of weeks and they want wedding bouquet done. They want flower pieces for tables. They want a wedding topper, a cake topper. They want some gifts for the brides, and we're going to do a platter gift for the bride's family because they're paying for the wedding. How much epoxy do I need? It will calculate that. It will build you an order with the right epoxy that you need for the job you are doing. It'll put it all into a shopping cart for you. And basically give you the ability to just go in there, complete the order. And now you don't have to be worrying about, am I getting too much? Am I getting too little? Am I going to be left short? Am I going to have stuff sitting around that I may not use? You can just really work in real time with this. And that's so exciting.
That is very exciting. And like, gosh, what a relief to have it like kind of just out there for you and as a resource, you know, if you like, because think about that before somebody might be like panicking, like, oh my goodness, I have this big event that I have to do. I have this wedding that I'm, you know, making this stuff for, and I have nobody to talk to about it right now because it's late at night and I'm like working on my projects or, you know, A, B, and C. But like I find it extremely helpful for that reason. And also, you know, like a way that I could see that being utilized is like, hey, here are my figures from the past month on my sales and the amount of product I use. My projected sales are this. How much product should I have this month? Just for, you know, kicks and giggles. So
that
I know.
That's beautiful. Forecasting. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's especially knowing that there's not any other company who's doing that, I think that that should speak, you know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, how much is an AI bot worth?
Right. No, absolutely. Look, it's worth, you know, as we said, 10,000 Tims is what I think I'm going to measure that on Tims, at the moment.
Right? Exactly. So, and it's like Timbot 2.0.
Oh, that's a great name. Timbot 2.0. That's fantastic. No, and it is because that's the thing is everyone wants Tim's time to go over ideas, projects. I'm doing this. How do I do that? The AI agent is mainly his brain. We've taken his brain, squashed it into an AI agent, and now you've got him 24/7, middle of the night. You got a question for Timbot 2.0. You just go to it, right? And boom, you've got the answer. Then you can go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, now I can rest easy at night, you know? And so I think that it's going to be a great tool that a lot of our, and like anybody who's listening for the first time now, or even if you're returning, like I said in the beginning, like this is just something that you can go and check it out. Like, you know, have fun with some of the questions that you're asking, like ask it anything you need, and it'll answer.
We will put a link to this AI agent in the show notes. So if you listen to the podcast, just go to your show notes and you'll see at the bottom of the description, there'll be a link to this AI agent. And we'd love you to try it out. It's going to be advancing as we go along. At the moment, it's not ready for ordering. It's a huge knowledge base and it will help answer all the questions you have about process and results and everything. And eventually, I was thinking this, Rachel, as well. Mm-hmm. For some of the amazing clients that we have who also struggle with the idea of a million customer service calls. When do I have to get this to you for it to be ready for my order? When is my order going to be ready? How long does it take? Can I come visit? Can I ship it UPS? Can it come FedEx? All these questions that all of these people like, you know, Rachel from Blossom and Rhyme or Olivia up in Canada or Anne down in Florida or a ton of the other resin artists who are using our product and have those customers asking questions. I think this is the big thing. And also, I think it can be used to manage expectations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah, I think it could definitely be used to manage expectations and kind of like set people up for success in the way of how they're thinking about things, you know, because oftentimes, and this just applies for any area and any human being's life, is like we have expectations that might be unrealistic for certain things. And then we're setting ourselves up for disappointment. But if you have knowledge, you know, and if you have communication, those are the two things you need in order to be like, okay, now I have accurate expectations. And that's super important with any business, with anybody's life, you know, is to have not like, yeah, things might go perfect, but not everything is always perfect.
No, absolutely. You know? So for listeners, if you're a business who wants to get your own AI agent for your own website, so it can talk to your customers, again, go to our show notes. There'll be a link in there as well, where you can go to actually get one for yourself. And these are the sort of things that this is the future. That you probably see it in the stock market. You see what's going on with Tesla, with autonomous vehicles, with the way robots are operating. This is the brain trust behind these things. And that you'll be able to think about training, Rachel. Think about training new employees. Mm-hmm. With how do I do this? Just get on the AI agent, ask, what are the steps for me to get from A to Z? And it will give you the exact steps.
I didn't even think about that for like aspects of training process. And like the utilization. For that. That actually is amazing. Cause like how many times have I been like, oh, I'm confused on how I do this, like at work, you know, and even my work, which I won't specify what that is, but even in my customer service role, I have an AI chatbot that searches all the resources that we have to make my life a little bit easier. Sure. And so it definitely helps with like certain questions that I have, you know?
Yeah, I'm absolutely.
Like, so I didn't even know that.
That's what's so exciting about this. And I can only imagine I love AI and my mind boggles with the future and what's to come with this. But it just is really, really exciting because I think it sets us up in a situation where, especially in the resin world, there's certain people say, I'm going to try and do this. They dabble and then it doesn't go well and they get disappointed. No more disappointment. Yep. It's now a case of, as long as you're using quality products like iCoat epoxy and you're using the right processes and you've got the right tools to help you through it, like the right mixing buckets, the right stirrers, the right measuring cups, even go down to things like vacuum chambers and all that, which again are available at in the tools section on the site as well. And they link to Amazon. We don't even make any money off those. They just link to Amazon. You can go and find them on there. But yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah. No, it is exciting. And like the cool thing about it too, is that it's based around this one aspect in the world. It's a niche area that it's focusing on. And so it can focus on that a lot more. Like I use ChatGPT every single day, right, you know, to look up other things. But if I asked it the same questions, it would be searching through research. I would still have to, you know, double check what I'm hearing because it's searching through millions of resources that aren't accurate too. Like that.
Well, you've said something brilliant there, right? Mm-hmm. Which is if someone said, well, why do I need an AI agent like this iCoat where I can go and just to ChatGPT and do it? The difference is ChatGPT is pinging the top sites on Google. Mm-hmm. The trouble with the top sites on Google is they're not the authorities. They're the ones that have paid the most money, have set their pages up correctly to game Google's algorithm.
Yep.
And exactly. So all you're getting is someone who's basically playing the system there. They may not be the most knowledgeable person out there. So this, as I say, it's so exciting the way it just encapsulates that kind of knowledge base. Don't have to talk to a person. You'll be stunned 99.9% of the time. You're going to get the process, the answers, and the links to product, everything that you want through this. So again, go to the show notes, have a look in there. This is exciting times. AI has come to the epoxy resin business, and Resin Mastery with Ian and Rachel, we're the first to throw this out there and let everyone know that it's coming. So we want to hear from you. We want you to try it out. We'd love to see notes from you and info from you on how your experience with it was and what's maybe missing, what you'd like to see on there that it didn't do well, because that's going to be incorporated in it as we go along. So Rachel, great show.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be back, you know.
It sure is.
I'm going to be back next week too for you guys. So, you know, just keep that in mind. I'm probably not going to go another 3 weeks without.
No, for sure. And look, we want to say to our listeners as well, we're really stunned by how many listeners we've got. It's, mm-hmm. you know, resin is such a niche industry, but yet we've got a following that's just growing every day. And we're so thankful for you guys. You know, we want a big shout out to you for supporting us with this and, you know, for trying the iCoat epoxy and just being wowed by the results. And like, yeah, Ian and Rachel didn't lie to me that this stuff really is fantastic. So Rachel, to our customers, thank you.
And thank you guys too, because like when I hear like the numbers that Ian throws out, because he's the one who looks at those, not me. I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Like that's
yeah,
so
exactly.
Awesome. Like it's nice to know that even though sometimes it feels like things that we do in the world are small as individuals or even as like a team, just in general, that it can have. And it can reach so many people and it can have a big impact on other individual lives. And I love to hear that, you know, not just because it's numbers, you guys aren't just numbers to me, but I love to see those numbers go up because I know that there's a person behind each and every one of those. So thank you guys so much for coming back each week. And for any new people, come back next week and, you know, we will be happy to have you.
So until next time, Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy, the AI edition. AI has come to the resin industry. So we'll see you again next time.
Bye guys. Have a good one.